Good evening. Tonight's shiur is for a zuchus for refuah shalema for Yona Leib ben Chaya Feger, refuah shalema for Moshe Raven Shol ben Rochel, and Le'ilei Nishmas, Bluma Bas Yisrael, and Sender ben Eliezer. This Shabbos, we read Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Parshas Vayera is also the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. Both Kriyas of Rosh Hashanah are read from Parshas Vayera, the Hashem Pakad Esara and the Akedah. And as we mentioned many times, the Kriya is Ma'orer, the Zman. So we're being visited by Rosh Hashanah this Shabbos. It's like Rosh Hashanah comes back. We're over a month past Rosh Hashanah. Now again, we have Rosh Hashanah with us this Shabbos. Tzaddikim would say the Parshas Vayera, they felt the Ha'orah of Rosh Hashanah. It's known, the Rebbe Rayatz of Lubavitch said this, that Bereishis Noyach and Lech Lecha, Bereishis, he said, begins joyous. It's the beginning is about the creation of the world, but it ends sad, and a lot of it is depressing. Noyach begins depressing. A lot of it is depressing. It's about the Mabel, the destruction of the world, the Haflog, and it ends joyous. It ends with the birth of Avraham Avinu. Lech Lecha, he said, is Kulay Jew. It's all Simcha from beginning to end, because from beginning to end, Parshas Lech Lecha, we live with Avraham Avinu, with the first Yid. But perhaps we could add that Vayera even more so, because Lech Lecha starts with Avraham as Avraham, not Avraham. Lech Lecha begins with Avraham before he becomes a Yid, before his name changes, before it's Avraham, before he has the Bris Milah. Then later, he has the Bris Milah, and he's called Avraham. So even though Lech Lecha, we live with Avraham Avinu from beginning to end, it's not Kuloi Avraham. It starts Avraham and ends Avraham. Vayera, on the other hand, is Kuloi Avraham. Vayera is only Avraham as a Yehudi from beginning to end. And even more than that, this is the parasha that has in it the birth of the firstborn Jew. Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham is not born Jewish. Yitzchak is the first to be born Jewish. So Vayera is a very joyous parasha, the Pashtus. We live with Avraham as a Jew from beginning to end, and it's also the birth of the first Yid. The Parshas Vayera is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, and as we mentioned, that every parasha, every Shabbos, has to do with the month that it's read in. And what does Vayera have to do with Mar Cheshvan? Mar Cheshvan, as we spoke in the previous weeks, Mar Cheshvan is Yerach Bul, as it's called in Malachim, in Sefer Malachim, Mazel Akrav, a month where there is no Yom Tov. One of the reasons it's called Mar, Miloshen Merirus. L'chayre, this is a month of concealment. In Tishrei, we experienced revelation. We had Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Yerach HaEsanim. In Mar Cheshvan, there's no revelation, nothing special in this month. This month has no Yom Tov whatsoever. And yet we always read Vayera, which Vayera means, and he appeared. Vayera means revelation. Vayera Elav Hashem. We always read Vayera in Mar Cheshvan. What's the connection? Mefarshim also ask, what's unique about the Vayera over here? It says already Vayera in the previous parasha. In Parashas Lech Lecha, Hashem already appeared to Avram. We find prior to the bris, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayomer el Avani kel Shakai, Hisalech lefonai veheye samim. And at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayomer lezaracha etein es ha'oretz. But Parashas Lech Lecha is not called Vayera. Lech Lecha is Lech Lecha. Although in Lech Lecha there's a number of Vayeras, there's a number of revelations. Dafka, this parasha is called Vayera. This Vayera is unique. Why is this Vayera more unique than the previous Vayeras? What happens over here? Why is this a special type of revelation that the entire parasha is called Vayera? Clearly a greater Vayera, especially that this Vayera is after the Bris. Well, the previous Vayeras were before the Bris, before he was Avraham. The pasuk says, "Vayera elav Hashem be'eloine mamre." Mefarshim ask, Rashi tackles this. Why does it say that he peered to him in the plains of Mamre? We know that's where he lived. He lived in Chevron. Be'eloine mamre Hashem be'chevron. We already read that in the previous parasha, in Parashas Lech Lecha. That's where he settled. He settled in Chevron. Vayeshev be'eloine mamre Hashem be'chevron. No reason to think that he moved away. So why does it have to say a dafka over here? Vayere elav Hashem be'eloine mamre. Rashi says hushanasim le'etzal amila. Perhaps we can explain it differently. Bekesher with the month that we're in. Now this parasha is called Vayera, as mentioned. Vayera is revelation. However, the end of the parasha is about the Akedah, the final test. The Akedah is a story, and we speak about this many times, and you really cannot stop talking about this, because the Akedah is probably the most amazing story probably in history that occurred, where a human being displayed such devotion to Hashem. Countless and countless of Hezbeirim and Biurim and the Svarim about every single detail of the Akedah. And the Akedah says, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, that every day one should say the Akedah. The parasha of the Akedah is part of davening. It should be said every single day. It is read on Rosh Hashanah, and this Shabbos was zeichet to read it as part of the parasha. Parashas Vayera, the Akedah. The Akedah was the final test of the 10 Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu was tested. Asara Nisyonos Nisnas Avraham Avinu, the Omad Bechulam. This was the final and most difficult of all the tests. As Rashi says here on the Pasuk, Kach na, Hashem is sort of pleading with Avraham, pass this test. Because if you don't pass this one, they're going to say that all the previous ones were worthless. Because this is the real Nisoyim. A Nisoyim means that it's not clear. It's concealment. Otherwise, it's not a Nisoyim. If Avraham Avinu knew that the end would be that he would not shech the Yitzchak. So what's the Nisoyim? He knows it's never going to happen anyway. A Nisoyim means that he really didn't know what's going on. He was confused. He had many questions. This made no sense. This was a total contradiction to anything that he was told throughout, that he's going to have children and that Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zora. What's happening now? It's a stira. Hashem seems to be sizing himself. It makes no sense. He asks no questions. He goes ahead and almost does it. There's even a medrash that says that he did do it. There's a medrash that says that he actually shechted Yitzchak and that Yitzchak had tchias hameisim. There's such a medrash chazal. It's a medrash chazal. So this is an amazing nesoyin that Avraham Avinu passed, which we reap its benefits ad hayoyim hazeh. That's why it's called, the knife was called the ma'acheles. As Rashi explains over here, one of the reasons that the knife is called ma'acheles, Al Shem Shay Yisroel Oichlim Matan Schora. Klal Yisrael, till this very moment, gained from that story. We reap the benefits. Every generation is rewarded till the end because of this story. And because he passed the test, that enabled Klal Yisrael throughout history to pass their tests, including the final tests, the tests that we're dealing with in our time, in Ikvas of the Mashiach. And during this Nisayon, the Pasuk says, Vayares Hamakim Meirachik. Literally, it means he saw the mountain from a distance. So the Svarim say it means he saw Hashem from the distance. Vayares Hamakim Meirachik. He felt very distant. He felt as if he was in a dark cloud. He was confused. He didn't feel that closeness that he normally felt with Hashem, especially as the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh and other Mefarshim say that once Hashem appeared to him in this parasha, he never left him until here. Here, he felt as if the Shekhinah left him. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't feel anything. But he knows this is what he has to do. So this is not Vayera. The story of the Akedah is not revelation. There's no revelation here. That ends with revelation, but there's no revelation. In fact, if there's revelation, then there's no test. A test means that you don't know, you don't understand, it makes no sense, what's happening. And in order to pass the test, what's required is emunah. It defies logic. If Avraham Avinu would have used his logic, his seichel, he never would have done this. There were too many questions. So he had to block out his mind totally. That's why Rashi tells us by Maftir, by he acharei hadvarim ha'ela. So Rashi says, When he came back from Har HaMoriah, Hay Avraham Maharher, he started to think, and he said, had my son been slaughtered, imagine what would have happened. He would have left this world without children. I should have married him a woman before that. Rashi is medayik. Avram was maharher b'shuva imei Har HaMoriah. Why didn't he have these thoughts on his way to Har HaMoriah? On his way to Har HaMoriah, he had no thoughts whatsoever. Amazing that a person can do that. He literally blocked his mind. He closed his mind. No thinking. There's no way to do this if you think, because if you think, this makes no sense. You don't do it. It's a steer. It makes no sense. He should have said right away, Hashem, what are you telling me to do? You told me the other day that I'm having children. Now you're telling me to shech them? Those questions he first asks after. After Hashem tells him not to shech the Yitzchak, that's when Avram starts to ask questions. He says, yesterday you told me, Kibi Yitzchak Yikori L'chazara. Now you tell me, Kachna Es Bincha. Then after that, don't do anything. What's going on here? He doesn't ask this before. When Hashem says, you passed the test, you don't have to slaughter Yitzchak, that's when his mind starts working. All of a sudden he's starting to think, and he's asking questions. Dafka then. And on his way back from Har HaMoriah, oh, I should have married my son off. He started to think, as far as him said, that maybe the reason why Hashem told me no is because Yitzchak wasn't married. Perhaps if Yitzchak would have been married, maybe his wife would have been pregnant, so then I would have been able to shech the Yitzchak. This is what he's thinking about. Only afterwards, not on the way. So that means he had to totally block out his mind, no thinking whatsoever, because logically this makes no sense. And a Nesoyan can only be passed with emuna, not with logic, with emuna. Now, the amount of psukim that this parasha has is 147. And the word to remember how many psukim this parasha has is Amnon, Amnon Simon. What does Amnon have to do with Parashas Vayera? Amnon was an individual in Tanakh. It wasn't from the greatest tzaddikim. Kiyadua, the story with Amnon and Tamar. So what does Amnon have to do with Parashas Vayera? Amnon, the comes from the word emuna. We're not talking about the person named Amnon. Amnon is a word that is associated with emuna. So in other words, this is a parasha of emuna. So how does that fit with the fact that the parasha is called Vayera? Vayera means revelation. When there's revelation, there's no need for emuna. When Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, did they have to believe that Hashem was giving them the Torah? Did they have to believe that Hashem is one? No, they saw it with their eyes. There's no belief. It's you don't have to come on to belief. It's a fact. You see it. What you see, you don't have to believe. What you don't see is what you have to believe. So the parasha is called Vayera. That's revelation. But the simon to remember how many psukim the parasha has is Amnon. Amnon is emuna, belief, faith. So what is it? Is it revelation or is it faith? What is it? It starts with Vayera, this tremendous revelation at the beginning of the parasha. Avraham Avinu experiences the three malachim. There's a lot of revelation here. Hashem appears to Avraham. Hashem is mevaka chayla. Hashem comes to actually visit the sick. Levakar es hachayla. Yom shlish li milasai hayav eshal b'shloimai. That's revelation, but the akedah is not revelation. The akedah is the opposite. The akedah is concealment. That's the whole point. It's concealment. And through the concealment, Avraham Avinu displays his tremendous emunah, his faith, and he does it. And he would have done it. The Pashtas, he didn't shech the Yitzchak. We mentioned the Medrash before, but Pashtas, he did not. He would have. And Hashem said, Hashem wouldn't have intervened, he would have shechted the Yitzchak. So he passed the test with flying colors because of his tremendous emunah. So what is it? Is it Vayera or is it emunah? And is it a stira? Why also was it necessary for Hashem to send three malachim to Avraham Avinu? L'chaira, malachim don't waste time. Malachim have important things to do, whatever they do in Shemayim. So, but these malachim, each was sent on a different mission. Okay, Rashi tells us, Ein malach echad oseh shtei shlichus. So there are three missions here. And these three missions are important, not just in the story, in the episode here with Avraham Avinu, but these three missions is actually what is going to happen in the future and what we really are always involved in, as we'll soon see what these three missions are. And these three malachim came to Avraham Avinu as a schar. Avraham Avinu had just fulfilled the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and that itself was also a nesoyin. Many were telling him not to do it. And many who were telling him not to do it were telling him halachically not to do it. You're not allowed to cut yourself. You're not allowed to spill blood. You're not even allowed to cut yourself to take any blood. You're not allowed to do that. You realize what you're doing. You're putting your life in sakana and all that. And Mamre was the one who told him, no, if Hashem told you to do it, you have to do it. So that was also when Nisayan. Besides the pain, he's 99 years old, and he's doing this. Mila has three parts to it. There's Mila, Priya, and Metzitza. Those are the three parts of Mila. There's the cutting away of the Orla, then there's the revealing the Atara, Gileho Atara, that's the Priya, and then there's the Metzitza, which is for refuah purposes. Metzitza Bepeh, Dafka. So those are the three. Mila, Upriya, Umetzitza, which is exactly Begematria, Bris Mila. Bris Mila is exactly Begematria, Mila, Upriya, Umetzitza. And in the Schar that Avraham Avinu, at least according to many, he did Priya also. There's differences of opinion whether Avraham was Netzstava on Priya also, Gemara and Yevamos. So Avraham, because he fulfilled all three portions of the mitzvah, Mila, Priya, Metzitza, was zeiche to be to three malachim who revealed themselves to him. And each of them, each of these malachim, came for a different purpose, which corresponded to a different chelik of the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Who were these three malachim? Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. So says the Gemara in Yumalach, Daflamet Zayin. Vayera Elav Hashem be'eloinei mamre is b'gematria Michael u Gavriel u Raphael. If you spell be'eloinei with a vav, molei vav. Vayera Elav Hashem be'eloinei mamre as a schar for the three chalakim of the mitzvah of Mila, Michael, Gavriel, Raphael are sent to visit Avraham Avinu and to be mevaser Avraham Avinu, to heal Avraham Avinu, and one comes to destroy Sodom. These are the three malachim that come. What are the three parts of this mitzvah? So cutting away the orla means getting rid of the ra. That's Gavriel who came to destroy Sodom. Gavriel came to destroy Sodom in this week's parasha. Gavriel is the Malach of Gevura. The Malach that came to be Mevaser Sora, or the Malach that came to heal Avraham, Mechloikas Midrashim, which is the Malach that also went to save Lot. So Rashi says, the one who healed Avraham is the one who went to save Lot. Because Refuah and Hatzalah are considered one thing. It's one Shlichus. They're both saving. When you heal someone, you save him from a sickness. So Refuah and Hatzalah are one thing. So the Malach who healed Avraham, but Pashas says Raphael, Rashi says Raphael, Sheripa es Avraham, Holach Misham LaHatzal es Lot. That would be Keneged Metzitza. Metzitza is for Refuah. And the one who came, Mevaser Esora, so he came to be Mevaser Esora, that she's going to have a child. The Besoira Toiva, that Sora is going to have a child, that's Leidas Yitzchak. Leidas Yitzchak is a metaphor to Bias HaMashiach. The Svarim tell us that the birth of Yitzchak, the great Simcha, and Yitzchak is Miloshen Tzchoik. Laughter. Only Oz Yimolei Schoik Pinu. Oso La'odim Shuyamali Piv Schoik Boilem Hazeh, says the Gemara. When are we allowed to laugh? La'osid Lovei Oz Yimolei Schoik Pinu. Or as it says in Tehillim, Yoishev Bashamayim Yischok. At the time of Geula. When the Geula comes, laughter begins. Rashi tells us, when Yitzchok is born, Rav Schoik Hoya Ba'olem. There was a lot of laughter in the world. Because with his birth, not only was he born, many Akorais were also remembered. Many women who were barren were conceived. Many sick, many of the sick were healed. Harbet Tfilois Nenu Ima Rav Schoik Hoya Ba'olam. It was the Geula. It's a metaphor to the Zman of the Geula. The Geula is the time for laughter. Yitzchak's birth brought with it laughter because it's a metaphor of the Geula that's going to be revealed. So when we say Yitzchak was born, that means Mashiach has come. Because whatever happens in this parasha is all a metaphor of what's going to happen later on. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav, that talks about this parasha, that whatever Avraham Avinu did affected his children later on. Every detail, Naisa Ovesim in the bottom, that we know already, but even more than that, when Avraham Avinu asked for bread, the Echa Pas Lechem, and he actually himself took the bread to feed his guests. That's why Hashem himself fed Klal Yisrael the mon. Avraham Avinu said, may water be taken, but he did not do it himself. This Rashi brings here. So when Klal Yisrael needed water, Hashem himself doesn't give them the water through a shliach. Because Avram did it through a shliach, so we got it later through a shliach. Avraham Avinu says, recline under the tree, wazaycha later on to the anane hakovid, and so on and so forth. There's a Gemara here in Psachim, Kufyotes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Vayas Avraham Mishta Godoil B'yoyim Higomel Es Yitzchak. What is that talking about? The Pashtus, that Avraham Avinu made a Suda, either celebrating Yitzchak's bris, according to one pshat, or it was a like an upsharon, a weaning suda after he stopped nursing from his mother. And another one, it was a bar mitzvah. Nedrash says, Bayas Avraham Mishteh Godoil, when Yitzchak became a godel. So there are different opinions what the suda was. The Gemara, however, in Psachim, Kufyotes Amid Beis, says something totally different. What does it mean when it says Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal Vayas Avraham Mishta Godel B'yom Yigomal Es Yitzchak Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasoi Suda LeTzadikim B'yom SheYigomal Chastoi LeZareh Shel Yitzchak? There's going to be a Suda in the future that Hashem is going to make for Klal Yisrael when Mashiach is going to come. What does that have to do with this pasuk? Vayas Avraham Mishta Godel B'yom Yigomal Es Yitzchak happened 3,000 years ago at least. And in the future, Hashem is going to make a suda for the tzaddikim. And as the Gemara ends off here, David HaMelech is going to be the one who's going to get the honor of benching. Each Avram is going to say, I'm not doing it because I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak is going to say, I can't do it, I had an Esav. Yaakov is going to say, I can't do it, I married two sisters. Moshe is going to say, I can't do it, I never went into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua is going to say, I can't do it, I never had any sons. Yeshua never had any sons. So who's going to do it? David. So David said, yes, ani avarech, v'li noel avarech. I will bench, and yes, I deserve to do it. Shenema kais Yeshua is esa uv'shem Hashem ekra. So Chazal clearly are telling us that the story with Yitzchak's birth is a metaphor to what's going to happen later on. It's a poel demyoni of the suda. Avram's suda with Yitzchak is a poel demyoni to the suda that Avram, that Hashem is going to make for Klal Yisrael, for the tzaddikim la'asid lavoi. So these three malachim that came, one to destroy Sodom, one to be Mevaser Sarah, one to heal Avraham, are related to the three parts of the mitzvah of Mila, Priya, Mitzitza, and La'asid Lavai, Hashem is going to remove the Ra, the Esruach HaTumah Avrim in Ha'aretz, Umol Hashem Olekecha Eslevav Chav Eslevav Zarecha. Then Giloy Ha'atore is V'hoya Hashem Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz U'Malchusay Ba'Kol Mashal. Hashem is going to be recognized as the king. And everyone will have a Refuah Shalema. Refuah Shalema is B'Gematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. When Mashiach will come, Omar Hashem U'Refasiv. No more sickness. Like it says when Yitzchak was born, Har B'Cholim Nisrapu Bay B'Yoyim. Yitzchak's birth brought with it Nisim V'Neflois. Schoik. And there are two different opinions. Which was the malach that actually went to save Lot? So Rashi, as we just mentioned, says it was Raphael. Raphael, who healed Avraham, went to save Lot. Refuah and Atzalah, one thing. Tosfos in Rav Metzia brings down from a medrash that it wasn't Raphael, it was Michael. The one who was Mevaser Sara, that's the one who said, Aye Sara Ishtecha, Bayoimer Hine Ba'oihel, Tznuahi. That's the one who went to save Lot. Why? Why that one? Why would Michael, Lechaira, that's not the same. Shlichus, Levaser, Asara, and Lahatzel, as Lot is not the same thing. Says the Heilige Chedushei Harim, an amazing taich, an amazing idea, which we once mentioned this here. Chedushei Harim says like this, why was Lot saved? Lot was saved only because of Malchus Beis David that's going to come out of him. And Agav. Malchus Beis David is a very, very important topic in this week's parasha. Malchus Beis David is rooted in this week's parasha. The Gemara says, Matzosi David Avdi. Veheichin Matzosiv. Gemara in Yevamos. Where did I find David? I found David. Where? Says the Gemara, Bisdaim. David is in Sidaim. Bisdaim is Rosh Hashanah. Besoid Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, it's like a diamond under a garbage can, under a garbage pile. The Nitzitz of Mashiach, the Nitzitz of David, David Malchus Mashiach, is Dafke in Sidaim, in the lowest place on earth, Yam HaMelach, Dead Sea, below sea level, the Pashtus, even the Gashmi, is a place of Rishoyim. And that's where Lloyd was. And Lloyd had to come out of there quick enough before he would get destroyed, before he would get killed, in order to bring the neshama of David HaMelech, in order to bring Mashiach. The Malach says to Lloyd, Vayomer Himolei Tahora, Vayomer Himolei Tahora is Begematria Malchus David Ushloimai. Vayomer Himolet al Nafshecha. Sorry. Vayomer Himolet al Nafshecha. Escape. Why? Because from you comes Malchus David Ushloimai. Vayomer Himolet al Nafshecha Begematria Malchus David Ushloimai. So the Pasuk says here, the Malach says to Lloyd, do you have any relatives in the vicinity? Get them out quick because the city is going to be destroyed. So he says, Pasuk says, Kum, kach es ishtecha v'yes shtei v'naisecha hanim tso ois. So the Gemara says, that's the Motsasi David Avdi. Motsasi hanim tso ois, Metzia, that's David. Incidentally, hanim tso ois, with the milui of the oisi ois, is begematria Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is rooted here in Sidaim. That's where it's found. So why dafke here? Tonight is Tesvav Cheshvan. Tesvav Cheshvan is a day that's mentioned in Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim. That's when the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. The rebellion against Malchus Beis David, against Yerushalayim, the split between the Malchay Beis David and the Malchay Yisrael, with Rechavam and Yeravim Ben Nevot, where Yeravim Ben Nevot says to Klal Yisrael, Re'ei Beis Chadavid, Ein Lanu Chelek Beben Yishai. We're not interested in David, we're not interested in Malchus David or Shloimei, we don't need Yerushalayim, and therefore they made their own Melucha, and the 10 Shvatim followed him. In Shechem, that's what it happened, Nechlikah Malchus Beis David in Shechem. So the Pasuk says that Yerovim ben Nevat began his rebellion by pushing off Sukkos into Cheshvan. Story in Navi, he made Sukkos, instead of Tesvav Tishrei, he made it Tesvav Cheshvan. That means the rebellion was in Cheshvan, or perhaps even tonight, tomorrow, was when the actual rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Says the Bnei Yisoschar in his Maimorim to Cheshvan, the reason why there were always Gzeiros on Klal Yisrael during the month of Cheshvan is because it's the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Clearly then, as mentioned many times, wherever there's a Yerida, that's where the Aliyah has to take place. Or wherever there's a Yerida, that means it wasn't really supposed to be, it was supposed to be an Aliyah, it became a Yerida. For example, Shivasa Betamas, the day that the Luchas were broken, is because that was the day we were supposed to get the Luchas. Had Moshe not broke the Luchas, had we not sinned and made the Egel, what would have been the day that we would have received the Luchas? Rishonos, Shivasa Betamas. I mean, Shivasa Betamas was destined to be the greatest day. Instead, it was the day that we lost the Luchas. Tisha B'Av, had they not sent the Meraglim, had they rather not listened to the Meraglim, had the Meraglim not come back with a negative report, they came back Ches Av. That means Klal Yisrael would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, Tisha B'Av. That would have been the day of Knisa L'Horetz. Instead, it ended up becoming the day that it was decreed that we're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Mar Cheshvan is when the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Clearly, that means that this is the month to restore Malchus Beis David. Or this is the month where Malchus Beis David is formulated. That's why the parshiyos that we read during this time of year, which is Noyach, Lech Lecha Vayera, every one of them talks about Sidaim. In Noyach it says for the first time, Boyacha Sidaim of Amoira. In Lech Lecha we read last week with the Melech Sidaim, with Lot being captured, with the four kings and the five kings, again Sidaim. And again, there also Vayovei HaPolit, Vayaged LaAvram HaIvris, Avram has to save Lot. And here, the city of Sidaim is destroyed, but the Nitzitz of David is saved. And Lot is rescued. The story with Lot and his daughters, from that comes Moya, from that comes Rus, eventually David, eventually Moshiach, it's all rooted here. So Malchus Beis David is built. The Yesod for Malchus Beis David is Dafka in this parasha, Parshas Vayera. Always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan where the rebellion took place. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria, Malchus Beis David. Meaning, that this is the month to restore Malchus Beis David. This is the month to restore Yerushalayim. In fact, Yerushalayim is designated, Makom HaMikdash is designated, Dafka in this parasha by the Akedah, when Avram Avinu says, Behar Hashem Yeroeh, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMakom HaHu, Hashem Yireh, Asher Yeomer Hashem, Hayoim Behar Hashem Yeroeh, that's the Makom HaMikdash, that's where the Akedah takes place, that's Yerushalayim, Har HaMoriah, which becomes for always, that is the Makom HaMikdash, the place where Klal Yisrael turn when they daven, Makom HaMikdash, the place of Avodah, the place of devotion, because that's where Avraham Avinu displayed his devotion. So the Malach who went to save Lot, who's going to come from Lot? Rus. Is Rus allowed to marry Boaz? That's the famous discussion that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about, that there was a machloikus among the Chachamim, whether or not Boaz was allowed to marry Rus. The Pasuk says, Lo yovei amoyim avi b'kal Hashem, al dvar shel akid Boaz balechem uvamoyim. So we all know that what the Gemara paskens, Shmuel Har Amasi, the Bezna of Shmuel Har Amasi says, amoyini v'lei amoyiniz, moyovi v'lei moyovis. Why? Why are the women excluded from the prohibition of marrying into Klal Yisrael? Because the Pasuk says, al dvar asher lekidmu eschem balechem uvamoyim, mi darkoi lekadem ish. Men go out, women don't. Kol kavuda basmelach panima. A woman is supposed to stay indoors. The Malach who came to be Mevaser Sarah proved that. Because really, why should Lot be saved? Why? Because Rus is going to come out of him. Is Rus allowed to marry Boaz? If she's not, then Lot can't be saved. How do we know that Lot can be saved? Only if we say that Rus is allowed to marry Boaz. Why would Rus be allowed to marry Boaz? Because the prohibition is only against the men. Why? Because the Torah says the men didn't go out to greet. Women don't go out. How do you know women don't go out? That the Malach was Mevarer. He verified that right here. The Malach says, Aye Sora Ishtecha, where's your wife? Vayoymer Hine Ba Oihel, Tsnuahi, she stayed in the Oihel, Kol Kvudavas Melach Panima. Ah, okay. If that's true, now I can go and save Lot. This is the Chedush Yerim. So the Malach who's Mevaser Sora is the same one who goes to save Lot, according to this. It's one Shlichas. Because had he not been Mevaser Sora, had he not asked, where's your wife? To be Mevasa her, and verify that she's Ba'oihel because she's a Tsunua, then women of Moab would not be allowed to marry men of Klal Yisrael, so Rus never would have been allowed Lovei Bakol, then Lot doesn't deserve to be saved. So this was a very, very important component of the Shlichus over here. That's why David says, Kois Yeshuais Esa, Esa is Rosh HaTevis, Aye Sara Ishtecha. I deserve to be king. There was a whole dispute with Doeg, with Shaul. Is he royal Lovei Bakol? Forget about being a melech. Is he royal Lovei Bakol at all? The psak then is yes. The fact that Lot was saved proves it. In fact, the whole story, the whole episode, the whole later on in Tanakh, is David royal Lovei Bakol or not, has proven right in this parasha, because otherwise Lot never would have been saved. The fact that Lot was saved itself is the greatest proof that David is David Malka Meshicha, and Malchus based David is authentic, and Rus was allowed to marry Boaz, and that's what was supposed to happen. So these three Malachim now, we can say, Michael, according to Tosfos, who's the one who went to be, who was Mevaser Sara, Michael is the Malach of Besoyres Toivos. Michael is always together with Eliyahu Aviki Yadua. Michael is also the Malach, as the Balaturim says at the end of the parasha, who was Mevaser Avraham and told him, don't Shecht Yitzchak, and he benched him. Also Malach Michael. So Malach Michael was Mevaser Sarah, goes ahead and saves Lot. That's in order to bring Mashiach. In order to bring Malchus Beis David. And Gavriel destroys Sedoim. That's the Viasruach HaTuma Avim in Ha'aretz. And Raphael is the Refuah. That's the Metzitza. So Michael is associated with the Giloy HaTorah. Because when Mashiach comes, Hashem's Malchus is revealed through Malchus Beis David. That's Gilui HaTorah. That's the part of Mila called Priya. Gavriel destroys Sedoim. That's the Mila, Kris HaSa'arla. Raphael heals Avraham. That's connected the Metzitza, which is the third component of Avraham's Bris, which is because of Refuah. So these three Malachim are a metaphor. They were the three missions, these three Malachim who came to Avraham Avinu, and whatever Avraham Avinu does, affects later generations. Vayera is the parsha of Revelation. Vayera is the parsha of Mashiach. Vayera is the parsha of Malchus Beis David. Red, you usually smack in the middle of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The Chodesh in which Malchus Beis David was vilified. Malchus Beis David was degraded. In the Pesukim we see the way Yeravam ben Nevat refers to David as Ben Yishai. That's why Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, as we mentioned. Akrav is the scorpion, as it says in Tikkuni Zohar. Akrav is Okar Bayis. That's literally what happened in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. In Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Yeravam ben Nevat said, we don't need the Re'ei Beis Chadavid. He was Oikar the Bayis. We don't need David HaMelech. We don't need Malchus Beis David. We don't need the Beis HaMikdash. We don't need Yerushalayim. And he set shop in Shoimroim. We have our own Malucha. And we suffer till today because of that. As Bnei Yisrael quotes from the Remendler Rimanova, that split, Bechlal, we all know that the split in Klal Yisrael, any division in Klal Yisrael, Lashon Hara Machloikas in Aschinim, we suffer till today. Ad HaYoyim HaZeh, it's all that Machloikas, all the Svarim speak about it. That all the Machloikas in Klal Yisrael, Chasidim Misnagdim, Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz and Rabbi Yankov Emden, go all the way back, was all because of the split, and it's all related to the split. Malchus Beis David and Malchai Yisrael. All the way back. All the machloikas in Klal Yisrael till today is that machloikas. Whether we understand it or not, that's the machloikas. And when that ends, when the two factions join together, that's when Malchus Beis David and Malchai Yisrael become one, meaning that David Avdi Nasi Aleihem Le'olam, that's when Mashiach will come. And then everyone will recognize there'll be one melech over everyone. Malchus Beis David will be restored. So, but where is Malchus Beis David formulated? Parshas Vayera. So this is a parsha of Revelation. This is a parsha that is associated with the Osid Lavoi. This is Avraham from beginning to end. Lech Lecha is not completely Avraham. It's not completely Revelation. That parsha cannot be called Vayera. The Vayera over here is a much higher level than the Vayera in the previous parshas. The Vayera in the previous parshas were temporary revelations. Revelation, and then there was concealment right afterwards. It says in the pasuk, after Hashem revealed himself to Avram, he fell on the floor. Vayipol al panav. Not here, though. Here, Vayera elav, v'hu yoshev. Forget it, he's not even standing. He's sitting. And he can experience the revelation. Because that's the Madrega that Avraham Avinu is on here. After the bris, it's like the way it'll be La'osid Lavoi. That's why the entire parasha, he's Avraham. This Vayera is much greater than any of the previous Vayeras. And as the Arachayim HaKadosh says, this Vayera never ended. Never says Vayera again. Because there was no need for Hashem to appear to Avraham after this. Hashem remained with him forever. Yes, during the Akedah there was concealment. But that was part of the Nisayon. But there was no need for a new Vayera. Even after the Akedah, even when the Akedah ended, even when the Nisayon was over, the pasuk does not say Vayera after that. Because it's once this Vayera takes place here in Parshas Vayera, it was for the rest of Avraham Avinu's life. So then we may ask then, so what was the Nisayonis in this part? Why is there concealment by the Akedah? What was the purpose of this? If it's already Vayera, it's already after Mashiach has come, L'chayr. This is already the Geula, Leidas Yitzchak, Vayas Avram Mishta Gadol B'yayim Yigamalas Yitzchak. And perhaps the idea is that when the Geula is revealed, there's concealment. Anytime something big happens, there's always concealment right before it. At the end of the parasha, we read about the family of Rivka. When Rivka is born, the Pasuk tells us, Yolda Milka Gamhi Utz Buz Kmuel Keset Chazoi Pildash. There's a lot of things going on in the world. Many things are happening. But what's it all because of? Ubisuel Yolades Rivka. As Rashi says, Kola Yichusin Halalu Nichtavela Bishvil Pasuk Zed. All the Yichus. Why do we have to know about Utz and Buz and Kmuel and Tachash and Maka? For what? Why do we have to know all these? It's all because Ubisuel Yolades Rivka. As the Arachayim HaKadosh is Mayrach at the end of the parasha, like a rose among thorns. It's all to get the rose out. And he says that whenever something great is about to occur, whenever a big revelation is about to take place, there's always a lot of concealment. And there's always distractions. And again, emunah is required. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the greatest events in history, there was tremendous concealment. Things got so bad. It was to test our emunah. As Mashiach is going to come, and clearly, and everyone is masking that we are now in Yemais HaMashiach, Mashiach did not come yet. But we are now in the time of when he's about to be revealed. When in the last 50 years we've seen tremendous giluyim, tremendous revelations in many areas. But on the other hand, there's a lot of concealment right now. There's tremendous concealment. Do we understand why the election happened the way it did? Although, and many will say that it's definitely better this way. But do we understand what, in the scheme of things, what is going on? We see, like at the end of the parasha, we see Utz and Buz and Kemuel and Trump and this and that and Russia. Things, all of a sudden, things are starting to change and everything's being maneuvered differently. We know Hashem is in charge. We don't understand exactly what's happening. This is definitely a part of the Geula process. Till now, we thought the Geula process was one way. We have to believe that now the Geula process is happening this way. Whatever it is, all part of the Geula process. These are distractions to try to get us to veer off course, not to focus. A Yid has to stay focused. And his emunah has to be strong. That's why the amount of psukim in the parasha, the word to remember how many psukim the parasha has is amnoin. We're being told, even when there's vayera, there's going to be amnoin. Even as the revelation is about to take place, there's going to be concealment. There's going to be times, there's going to be situations where we're going to be tested in our emunah. Everyone, all the Sfarim speak about it, that the last generation of Golus is experiencing the Akedah. So we're living through what Avraham Avinu lived at in his time, when he passed his 10th test. We're living through now. We see a lot of contradictions. We don't understand. We don't have today any Navi. We don't have today a Manhig like we had in the past that tells us what's going to happen and what this means and what that means. We don't have that type of leadership. We're in a state of confusion, like Avraham Avinu was. The test now is, do we stay focused and realize that we're going, the Geula is coming? Even if sometimes it looks like we're going backwards, no, we're going forwards. We don't understand everything. Things look bleak sometimes, gloomy. Or even now when people are starting to say, oh, things look great now. Oh, now with Eretz Yisrael is going to be great. Different administration. Things in America are going to change. Perhaps. We don't know. No one knows what's going to be. But that itself is part of the plan. To stay focused. Continue being mitzapel Yeshua. A person should not say, oh good, oh now it's good, now we could stay in America. We thought if it would have been the other way, if the other side would have won, then of course we would have said, oh, we need Mashiach. Now many are saying, oh, maybe things will be great in America again now. Maybe, you know, so we can wait for Mashiach again. Now we don't need him right now. The other side would have won, it would have been different. Now things might be great, America's going to become great again. That's all part of the Nisayon. The tzipisel Yeshua has to be the same. Trump is not the Yeshua. The Yeshua is Malchus Beis David. Of course, we thank Hashem that it didn't go the other way, but that's not the Yeshua. The Yeshua is Malchus Beis David. Only Malchus Beis David. Only Malchus Hashem. That's the only Yeshua. So true, it's Vayera, but there is also Amnon. There's his Galus, his revelation, and sometimes it's clear, and many times it's not clear, because this is what happens right before the Geula is about to take place. Right before Besuel Yolad Es Rivka, right before the actual Gilui, this concealment. We see here in the parasha itself, even after Sarah was told she's going to have a child, says the Pasuk, Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir Baleimer. Says the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his letters, concerning this, he says that when Mashiach is going to come, there are those who are going to laugh. And they're going to say, come on, he never came till now, he's never going to come. They're going to laugh about the concept of Geula. He says, that's why the Torah tells us that Sarah laughed, and Hashem said, Hayipole me Hashem dover. There's nothing for it. He doesn't laugh. We don't laugh about things that in Yonei Amuna. When Yitzchak was born, yeah, we laughed. There was tremendous tzchik. But Lomozet Sochakosor Ha'af Umnam Eilet Hayipole me Hashem dover, says the Chafetz Chaim. This story is to teach us, don't laugh. There might be those who are going to scoff and mock and say, come on, you Jews still believe? You believe in this stuff still? Wake up. It never happened till now. It's not going to happen now, especially. Look, things are... Don't laugh. Look what Sarah was chastised, was scolded here for laughing. Even though she didn't mean that she didn't believe, but just for the mere laughter, she's being scolded here. Memela, this parsha, Vayera, always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, that even during times of concealment, even when things look bleak, even when things are gloomy, a Yid can still experience his God. Like, Yeirei Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. Mamre tells the Svarim as Rosh HaTevis, Mikoilois Mayim Rabim Adirim. The Mayim Rabim that we spoke about in the previous weeks, the Mayim Rabim, the raging waters that are around us, the Mayim HaZeidoinim. Even during a time of that, Vayera Elav Hashem, Be'eloine Mamre is Begamatria Mazel, is Begamatria Akrav. In a time of now we are in the time of Okar Bayis. This is the month in which we experience concealment. This is the month in which Malchus Beis David was rebelled against. The same Okar Bayis is Ikar Bayis, as we mentioned. But the Bnei Yisachar says that the third Beis Hamikdash, based on the Yalkut and Malachim, is going to be inaugurated in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Dafka in this Chodesh, built we don't know when, but inaugurated. The Chanukah's Bayis Hashlishi will take place Dafka in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Okar Bayis becomes Ikar Bayis. Yerach Bul, as mentioned last week, becomes Chodesh Hashemini. Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre is Begamatria Nun She'orim. Was that a Nun Share Bina? Avraham Avinu experiences the highest level of the Nun Share Bina, which is the Inyan of Emunah. Emunah is the highest level that a person can reach. True Emunah, even when it defies logic. The Gemara tells us that there are three items that come Behesach Hadas, unexpected. Akrav, a scorpion, a metzia, because you don't go looking for a metzia. Metzia happens unexpectedly. You're walking in the street, you see a lost article on the floor. And Akrav, metzia, and Mashiach. Those are the three that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that come Behesach Hadas. What's Hesach Hadas? Literally, Hesach Hadas means unexpected, diverting, when your attention is diverted, you're not thinking about it. Perhaps we can add, Avraham Avinu, when he went to the Akedah, went with Hesach Hadas. He closed his mind. Mashiach is going to come, but Hesach Hadas means, not that means we're not going to think about him anymore. Mashiach is going to come in a time when we're not going to use our Das. We're going to use our Koyach of Emunah. In the Kshus of Emunah, the Akrav, that's why the Gemara puts all these three together. Akrav, Metzia, Matzasi David Avdi, Moshiach, Akrav is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh of Hesach Hadas. Tishrei is the month of Das. Laman Yedu Doirei Seichem. In Tishrei, there's tremendous knowledge, tremendous Das, tremendous revelation. And Mar Cheshvan, it's not, Mar Cheshvan is Akrav. That's Be'eloinei Mamre, Mamre Miloshen Merirus, Mamre Miloshen Merida. When you look outside and you see the Merirus, you see people protesting in the streets, you see atheists, you see left-wing liberals. It's becoming clear more and more. The Pasuk says in Daniel, Yizbareru v'yislabnu v'yitzarfu. In the future, when Mashiach is about to come, it says everything's going to be clear. You're going to see who's on the right, you're going to see who's on the left. It's becoming very clear now. Who's on the right, who believes in Hashem, who does not believe in Hashem, Yamin, Smoil, now until now it was mixed. Now it's becoming very clear. Everyone sees who's who. That's what it says is going to happen in the future. Even in times of Eloinei Mamre, even when there's Mamrim Hayisem, even when there's Merida, even when Mikoilus Maim Rabbim Adirim, Eloinei Mamre Begmatria Akrav, still, Vayere Elav Hashem, a Yid stays focused, a Yid can experience revelation even in the most difficult times. And certainly the time we're in now is a time of tremendous confusion. We don't understand what's happening. We don't know what is exactly going on. Some are euphoric, some are nervous, some are scared. No one knows for sure what it is. It's all part of Hashem's plan. We all know that everything, Leit Malachim B'Yad Hashem, it's all part of Hashem's plan. It's all to bring to Malchus Beis David. This is all to bring to the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Maybe the idea is right before Mashiach comes, you get something in the Umazeh, in the world, all of a sudden a man emerges from nothing. This whole story is a pella. How they're all talking about this amazing victory, this political upset, where a person who had no shaykhus to politics, all of a sudden emerges and becomes now, he's going to become the leader of the entire world, the superpower of the world. So too, we should realize that in Kedusha, that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen in Kedusha, the real malucha, the real rulership, is also going to come from nothing. All of a sudden, Behesach Hadas, unexpected. This is very unexpected. What happened last week was unexpected. A year ago, you would have told us, no one would have believed this. The Geul is also going to come, Behesach Hadas. And then the world really will be a changed world. Then it'll really be the way it's supposed to be. And then we'll be Zeichet of Ayera, to complete revelation. Behar Hashem Yeroya, the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash is being revealed here as the place for Avodah, the place that the entire world is focused. That's the Tel Talpia. It's the place where everyone davens and faces the Makom HaMikdash. That's designated here in this parasha. Parshas Vayera here by the Akedah. And we read the Haftarah here, and this will end. The Isha Achas min Hashem b'nei Anavim Tzaka Elisha Leiman. The Farshim is, why the first few psukim in this Haftarah is the Haftarah of Parshas Vayera. Most of the story, we understand the connection. It talks about the Shunamis, and she didn't have children, and Elisha promises her children, very similar to the Malach Michael, promising Sarah that Sarah's going to have a child. But the first part of the story here is a woman from the Neshe B'nei Anavim. She was the wife of Evad Yehu. She cries to Elisha, my husband is dead, she says, and you know that he was a God-fearing man, and the creditor has come to take money from me because her husband, Evadia, borrowed money from Yehoram ben Achav to be able to feed all the Nevi'im that he hid. Achav wanted to kill all the Nevi'im, and Evadia hid them. And Yehoram, Achav's son, was in cahoots with Evadia. He didn't listen to his father, at least, but he lent the money with ribbis. The Gemara says, that's why later he's killed because of that. So Yehoram, now he's the creditor, he came now and Ovadia had died, so he took everything that he could from Ovadia's wife, and now he threatened that if you don't give me money, I'm taking your two children, they're going to be my slaves. So Elisha says to this woman, what do you have in your house? And she says, I have nothing but one little jug of oil. And then the nace that the oil just didn't stop flowing, and then she was able to sell it and make a lot of money. She paid her debts. She even had more money. That's the story at the beginning of the Haftarah here. What does that have to do with Vayera? Why is it read now? So Balatanya writes in one of his Maimarim, Bekitz, very, very interesting, that Isha Achas is the Neshama. The Neshama is the Isha Achas. Elisha is the Eibush, the Keli Shah, the one who brings the Yeshua, is Keli Shah. The Neshama cries out to Hashem, Avdecha Ishi Meis. I don't have that fire that I had till now. And you know that I used to be a Yareas Hashem. V'hanoisha, noisha is Miloshan Menasha, ki nashani elekim es kolam oli. Akrav. The Yetzirah made me forget. I'm not serving you the way I wanted to. I want to serve you much better, and I lost it. And Elisha says, Hashem says, what do you have left? He says, I have just one little jug of oil. He says, that's the Pinta Liyid, the Nekudas Hayad, the part of the Neshama, that from that comes Emuna. The Baal Tanya has all our riches over here. We can connect it to the time we're in now. The Isha Achas means we feel in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Menashe. Menashe means forget. Nashani Elokim is Kolam Oli. Mazel Akrav. As we enter Mar Cheshvan, we sort of forget, or we're made to forget. All the Avoida, all the Ahava and the Yira, everything that we experience, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, the Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuchlu Vachavay says, so Ahava. Bahanoisha Bolo Kachas Eshnei Yelodai Le'avodim. And I was the Neshama is crying out, Hashem, that feeling that we had for you in Chodesh Tishrei, we lost in Mar Cheshvan, it's gone. What do we do? So Hashem says, don't, you still have the Pinta Liyid. You still have the Osuch Shaman. And as he says, the Baal Tanya says that he was hinting to him, take all the Kalim you have, and that was all the Torah, continue learning, continue doing mitzvahs, despite that you don't have the same Ahava and the Yired you had till now. And eventually it'll reignite. And the message to now is that even though in Mar Cheshvan we don't have the same feelings as we did in Tishrei, we still have the Emunah, even though now we don't have the same Ahava as Yira, at least we should really, but sometimes we feel like we lost it, we forgot it. Tishrei is already a month away, so now we're reminded again. This is the Shabbos that talks about the laning of Rosh Hashanah. We get a reminder, it's the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah, it's the Kriya of the Akedah. The Akedah is the concept of Mesiras Nefesh. In our time, we have to serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. It's difficult. Mesiras Nefesh is what's required of us. Hesach Hadas. Even if it doesn't make sense. Now it's not it's the Amunah that counts. That's the Ikka. The Amunah is the Ikka of the Amunah. Ezech Halotzav. Bezchuscha Amunah. Tell us Chazal. We were redeemed from Mitzrayim. In the Zchus of Amunah, we will be redeemed from the Golas that we're in now. And we should be Zeich HaTak. To Vayera El of Hashem. And as soon as possible, we should be zeichet to bias mamashiach, binyan beis hamikdash, the removal of the ra, all three missions that we read in the parasha this week, Michoel, Gavriel, Raphael, we should all be zeichet to see immediately.
Amen.